The ready room door slid shut behind the wing commander, and Pelion gazed back at the map still on display.
"Sounds like Abroa Sky is a dead end," he said regretfully. "There's no way we'll be able to spare the manpower that much pacification would cost."
"For now, perhaps," Thrawn agreed.
"But only for now."
Pelion frowned across the table at him. Thrawn was fiddling with the data card, rubbing it absently between finger and thumb as he stared out the viewport at the stars. A strange smile played about his lips.
"Admiral?"
he asked carefully. Thrawn turned his head, those glowing eyes coming to rest on Pelion.
"It's the second piece of the puzzle, Captain,"
he said softly, holding up the data card.
"The piece I've been searching for now for over a year."
Abruptly, he turned to the intercom, jabbed it on.
"Bridge, this is Grand Admiral Thrawn. Signal the death shed. Inform Captain Harbid will be temporarily leaving the fleet. He's to continue making tactical surveys of the local systems and pulling data dumps wherever possible. Then set course for a planet called Mercur.
The nav computer has its location."
The bridge acknowledged, and Thrawn turned back to Pelion. "You seem lost, Captain," he suggested.
"I take it you'd never heard of Mercur."
Pelion shook his head, trying without success to read the Grand Admiral's expression.
"Should I have?"
"Probably not. Most of those who have been smugglers, malcontents, and otherwise useless dregs of the galaxy."
He paused, taking a measured sip from the mug at his elbow, a strong Forvish ale from the smell of it, and Pelion forced himself to remain silent. Whatever the Grand Admiral was going to tell him, he was obviously going to tell it in his own way and time.
"I ran across an offhand reference to it some 7 years ago,"
Thrawn continued, setting his mug back down.
"What caught my attention was the fact that although the planet had been populated for at least 300 years, both the Old Republic and the Jedi of that time had always left it strictly alone."
He cocked one blue-black eyebrow slightly.
"What would you infer from that, Captain?"
Pelion shrugged.
"That it's a frontier planet, somewhere too far away for anyone to care about."
"Very good, Captain. That was my first assumption, too. Except that it's not. Mercur is, in fact, no more than 150 light-years from here, close to our border with the Rebellion and well within the Old Republic's boundaries."
Thrawn dropped his eyes to the data card still in his hand.
"No.
The actual explanation is far more interesting. And far more useful."
Pelion looked at the data card, too.
"And that explanation became the first piece of this puzzle of yours?"
Thrawn smiled at him.
"Again, Captain. Very good. Yes. Mercur, or more precisely, one of its indigenous animals, was the first piece. The second is on a world called Wayland."
He waved the data card.
"A world for which, thanks to the Abroans, I finally have a location."
"I congratulate you,"
Pelion said, suddenly tired of this game.
"May I ask just what exactly this puzzle is?"
Thrawn smiled, a smile that sent a shiver up Pelion's back.
"Why, the only puzzle worth solving, of course,"
the Grand Admiral said softly.
"The complete, total, and utter destruction of the Rebellion.